organized by the group Animal Advocacy of Tampa Bay. The circus protest targeted the way trained animals, particularly elephants, are treated by the circus that bills itself as the greatest show on earth. Lane Giordano was one protester who braved the cold. As circus goers streamed by her, she held a sign that read, "Buying a ticket supports animal cruelty."
I'm here just because of the abuse and neglect and harm that all the animals go through just for entertainment. And elephants do not naturally stand on their hind legs. They don't naturally perform the tricks that you'll see. Also, they're separated. The mothers and the babies are separated at a very young age. And in the wild, they normally stay together, you know, for years and years and years. So that's why I'm there, just because of the cruelty that's involved.
Late last year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture slapped a $270,000 fine on Feld Entertainment, the parent company of Ringling Circus, for allegedly violating the Animal Welfare Act on multiple occasions from 2007 to 2011. Matt Bruce, a spokesperson for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, who also attended last night's protest in Tampa, says the unprecedented fine is just a beginning and that the circus still mistreats its animals.
This is the first step, but these animals suffer through life at the end of a chain. They travel through boxcars up to 50 weeks a year. And, you know, they were doing this yesterday and the day before then, they're still doing that today. So while this fine was great, it's a first step on a long road.
Outside of staging protests, Bruce says PETA has taken the fight to stop animal suffering to the mayor of Tampa.
There's a law here in Florida there's a law against forcing crippled elephants to perform in the circus here in Florida. And since a lot of the elephants here at Ringling are lame, they're arthritic, and they suffer horribly from these conditions. In fact, arthritis is the number one reason for euthanasia of captive elephants in the U.S. We're calling on Mayor Buckhorn to arrange thorough investigations of these animals and enforce these laws and prohibit Ringling from using these crippled elephants during their performances here in Tampa.
Animal Advocacy of Tampa Bay says it will continue its protests of the circus Friday, Saturday, and Sunday outside the Tampa Bay Times Forum. For more information about the issue and the protests, check out meetup.com/Animal Advocacy of Tampa Bay. For WMNF News, this is Kelly Benjamin in Tampa.